This is the M Zone.
And welcome to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Mizzler.
Yeah.
Best guy in the Bizzler. And you got Mr.
Unlimited.
Gentlemen, I guess the biggest thing in sports today, and I guess we should talk about it. I mean, LeBron James, he passes Kareem on the all-time scoring list. Now, this is not – LeBron can score points, but he's not a scorer. He is not a scorer. Everybody wants to say he is. No, no. LeBron James is a passer. He's a facilitator. He wants to be a big – he's a big-ass – point forward. That's what he is. I mean, everybody knows LeBron wants to be the distributor of when the Heat got together and they put the big three together. It didn't happen for them win championships until LeBron was leading the parade. I'm just saying.
They all had to give up a little bit, but to say he's not a scorer, the all-time leading scorer in NBA history is not a scorer.
I'm giving you, you know what? I listened to our boy I listened to Jalen, like you did. I'm just telling you, as Jalen would say, he's not. Thank you, Miz.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
LeBron he's a great player. Is he the greatest player? That's debatable because everybody has their own opinion. Your opinion may not agree with my opinion. My opinion may not agree with Miz's opinion. It doesn't matter. But he's one of the greatest players to play the game of basketball in the NBA. Okay? That being said, I will say this. LeBron kept my interest in basketball at the time when I just faded to black. Because all the heroes that I know are gone. Everybody that I wanted to watch and watch play basketball. They all faded to black and they got old. They retired. I mean, it happens, and that's what happens. And that's why when you say he's the best in his generation, I get it. I understand it. But for me, the great ones can transcend generations. So when that being said, I mean, look, for me, Michael Jordan is the greatest player to ever play the game. And my reasons, want to know why? Because when Michael Jordan came along, it was all about the big man. It was all about the big man. If you watch that documentary, they all said, you know, he ain't a big man. I mean, it ain't like he's going to do this or do that. He can't win championships that way. One guard is not going to win championships and everything like that. Okay. He transcended the game also. To a different level than anybody else. And I go to you and say this. If Michael Jordan was now in the, what do you call it, the social media scene, and he was playing, dude, I'm sorry. Hands down. LeBron would still be good, and he'd be in this era, but he wouldn't be LeBron because Michael would be Michael be on steroids because they would have pictures of him everywhere doing everything. Just like, I'll give you an example. I'll do the Super Bowl quarterbacks for you, right? Because we always talk about, and the favorite thing that you like to say to me, John Elway's was a great quarterback. John Elway's a great quarterback because he had a great running back. That's the only reason he got great, because John Elway would have lost all those Super Bowls. He had to win the two. He lost three in the beginning. If he did win the two after that with Terrell Davis, we wouldn't be talking about John Elway. There's a lot of quarterbacks that have been to the Super Bowl that didn't win that had pretty – and I went back and looked. They had pretty good careers. Yep. But they were just good because they didn't win the big one, Matt. I'm just saying.
Elway would be the second greatest to never win one. He would be right behind Marino, and that's where he would fall in the pecking order. Right. I get it. Oh, man, I can't wait for too many things you're saying. Bring it. Keep going.
When you think the NBA, I mean, nobody, and no one's going to bring up these names that I bring up, but except for Jalen Rose and guys that know the history of the NBA. I mean, you can't tell me that Wilt Chamberlain is not on your list, your short list, okay? I'm not saying at the top. Wilt Chamberlain, he was unstoppable. They changed rules because of Wilt. I mean, Wilt was an incredible athlete. To be that size, you can't say that Kareem, think about it. 38 years he held that damn scoring title. Kareem was the man, and he transcended years. Kareem should have been retiring when Magic got there. Kareem was on his last dream, okay? Magic inspired him and took him.
Doing that yoga.
Exactly. But he took him to the next level. I mean, Kareem was incredible. And speaking of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, are you going to tell me you're going to exclude them? Larry Bird and Magic Johnson brought the NBA from the dark to the light. From the dark to the light. And you can't say, well, you can't, not because they're just broad interest. No, they played the game the way it was supposed to play. They played it. They shared the ball. They made sure everybody was involved. There's no way. Magic Johnson should have been a forward. And Larry Bird was the slowest dude in basketball, they said. They transcended the game again. They took it to the next level. And then the man that took it way out of the reach of anybody was a scorer. I'm going to tell you, he was a scorer, but he was an all-around player. He was Defensive Player of the Year. He played every game. The man got the first shoe contract. I'll say that for you. And what I mean is, I know Converse was out there giving Magic shoes and giving Bird some shoes and everything like that, but they didn't give him his own signature shoe. That's what I'm saying to you. And that business, the shoe business, revolutionized the NBA, as well as college basketball. Think about that. Now, I'll give you that LeBron James has held his own with those groups I just gave you. I just gave you. I didn't even bring up some other guys that had moments. I'm going to say the dream, Hakeem the Dream. He had moments, but it wasn't in longevity like these guys we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But the Dream, he's one of those guys. All I'm saying to you is you got to give those guys that came before LeBron, they're there too. I'm not saying he's the greatest. I'm saying he's in the I don't know who the greatest is, because only you know in your mind who the greatest is, okay? Because your greatest may not be equal to my greatest. And I can give you all the numbers you need, but you could come back with all the numbers you want with LeBron, or all the numbers you want with Magic, all the numbers. They were great players. They were just great players. And in their moment and in their generation, they were the best.
Yep.
They were just the best. And I, you know what? When you ask me who the greatest was, you know who I'm going to say. I already told you. It's MJ. I mean, he came in and he didn't just wreck the game. He changed the game. I mean, that's as big as the Fab Five changing the unis. Dude, nobody, not even Michael Jordan changed the unis. I'm just telling you. Not even Michael Jordan wore the black. Hey,
that's they wanted why to wear the long shorts before. Like him. Because he wore the long shorts.
Right. I'm just saying to you, look, listen, they made uniform for this man. They made, and LeBron follows suit. He's got the shoes. He's got this. He's going to play longer so his son can play. I want to see that. I look for that. I'm interested in it. But for me to say he's the greatest of all time, I'm not ready to do that yet. And I don't think I will be. Because I've seen one man, and all he needed was some help, and he got some help. He made those teams around him better. LeBron had to go somewhere else and make a team better. Michael didn't leave.
Maybe if you talk about different times, maybe if Michael had played in the LeBron times, if he started his career in 2002, maybe he would have.
Maybe.
All those years that he couldn't get through the Celtics, all those years he couldn't get through the Pistons. If it was today's day and age where Michael came on the way that he did, he could do whatever he want. He could leave just as easily, just like players do all the time now. So you're right, James. You're right about so much of what you just said, except for the fact that saying LeBron's not a scorer. You can't say the man is not a scorer.
I'm just telling you what they say, what all the experts are saying. What did he average?
He averages, let's see, he's top five in average in NBA history. Number one is Michael at 30.12. Number two is Wilt at 30.07. And then the next three are real close. Elgin Baylor, 27.36. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant, 27.28. LeBron James, 27.23. So less than half of a hundredth of a point behind Kevin Durant. And everyone says Kevin Durant's this great all-time scorer, that he's arguably the best scorer of all time.
No.
But LeBron is not even half a point, half a hundredth of a point behind him. And people won't, like, he's the king. It's not just the longevity of his career, which is remarkable in itself, but pretty much since that second year in the league, he's been almost a 27. You're right, he did have a bit of a dip for those first few years in Miami, but he has been a scorer. So, Jamie, I agree with you that it's so hard. You know, people want to compare, and I think we always have a lot of recency bias, and we leave guys out. You know, one guy you didn't even mention, Dr. J.
Oh, my God. And that's criminal by me. That's criminal.
He was the man.
Exactly.
He was the man that everybody wanted to be until Magic and Larry came around. And also, I would say part is that, you know, we got to remember also what's going on with society when we look at things and what some different athletes had to face. But also, like, why was it that Magic and Larry – pretty much, you know, people don't talk about Dr. J anymore in the way that they still do about Magic and Larry. And I think part of it's because why? Because they came up in the late 70s, early 80s when television was really starting. Yeah. And cable television became a thing. So I think that's a big reason. You know, we talk about Wilt, his 100-point game wasn't on TV.
No.
They have no video
of
that game. No. And think about how many highlights we've seen of Kobe's 81 and Devin Booker's this, and, you know, all the huge scoring games that we have in the NBA this year. We don't have any video of that game with him in Philadelphia scoring that 100 points. So, you know, I think that's, you know, we tend to have, I agree that we have that recency bias, but with all of these guys, there's certain things that I think that players accomplished, like you said, that transcends generations. Bill Russell winning 11 titles in 13 years. That's absolutely insane to dominate for over a decade like that. And again, he's playing against Wilt. It's not like he's playing against, you know, bad competition, anything like that. You mentioned Larry and Magic. Everything that MJ has done, but I think LeBron has now entered himself in that conversation. You know, Wilt had a season. He averaged 50 points and 27 rebounds.
That's why I said Wilt and Kareem.
And Kareem, and that's what Kareem had. But now that Kareem doesn't have the scoring title anymore, are people going to continue to hold him in as quite as high of esteem?
Wait a minute, he's got hardware. That man has hardware.
Yep.
He's got a ton of hardware. That man, he won.
But what shined above everything else? He was the all-time leading scorer and that deadly sky hook.
You're right.
So
and nobody can stop it. Nobody.
But Jamie, as our point continues, because we both agree on this, time forgets everybody eventually.
And the
fame, and you know, that's part of it too. A lot of younger kids today consider LeBron the greatest because they didn't get to watch Michael play or Magic and Larry.
Which is my point. He should be. Look, in this generation, he should be the greatest. Yep. In this generation, he is the greatest. Because like you said, nobody saw Wilt. Barely people saw Kareem. And I'm sorry, I forgot somebody off my list. Oscar Robertson.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Triple-Double himself. The original Triple-Double. So I'm just saying.
George Gervin, the Iceman? You don't like the Iceman?
I love him.
That wasn't your
I'm
guy.
I'm not gonna lie to him. I love him. I love him right now, but I gotta go with the guys I know.
Okay. Jerry West. Jerry West could have been in that conversation. You know, there's a lot of guys that can be in this conversation, but you know, to me, LeBron has certainly cemented himself in this conversation now, you know, being the all-time leading scorer, being, you know, it's not just the, because that's what somebody, you know, one of my friends, hey, when you play for however many years, number one, you've got to give somebody credit for playing at that high level for so long. Like, I hate to do it with the all-time running back record because, you know, I always argue that Barry Sanders, he's light years better ahead of Emmitt Smith in terms of a running back. Just Emmitt had that offensive line. He played longer, these different things.
But Barry played in Detroit and Emmitt played in Dallas. I'm sorry. It's not just that. It's just that's all the – I mean, look, they both played professional football and they played for more than 10 years. But what I'm saying to you
Barry
is –
he didn't play more than 10. Barry was 8 or 9.
He got mad.
And he could, and again, he could have, but he chose to hang it up. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Barry comes back one more year. He probably still has the record till this
all
day.
He had to do, all he had decided to do not be, to. He left because they replaced Scott Mitchell with the Eastern kid. What's it, Charlie Batch? That's what happened. Charlie Batch. Thank you, Miz. I knew you were going for the button.
Miz on top of that Eastern trivia right there. But no, you're right. But that's just, you know, one thing that I brought up. And you're right, Jamie. There isn't a right answer, which is why these arguments are so much fun. But I go to, and it's the same thing with college football players, because we argue who's the greatest all the time. You're never going to have a right answer. But to me, there's guys who do certain things where you can't take them out of the conversation.
Right.
Because of what they accomplished. And again, Bill Russell is one of those guys. You mentioned Larry, Magic. You know, the list goes on. There's plenty of guys that have done such tremendous things that you can't take them out of the conversation. But LeBron, adding this one to what's already been the top of an impressive resume where, again, coming into the league, he's been the most hyped player there's ever been. He arguably will be. We've seen a lot of other big time players that have not been able to live up to the hype that he has had to do. You know, I remember Sebastian Telfair when I was younger. He was another guy that was supposed to be the next young up and comer, and he was good, but didn't live up to the hype quite the way that certainly that LeBron has. So no, I agree with you, Jamie, that there isn't a right answer to this. I still
What I meant to say was, there's no wrong answer to this. There's no wrong answer. It depends on what generation you were born in. And again, I did forget Oscar Robinson. I did forget Dr. J because I love Dr. J. I used to go to the Boston Garden, the old Boston Garden, sneak in from the top. You go up on the top and they had this air conditioning duct that you could sneak in, slip in, get behind that barbed wire. Dude, it was great. You just move when the ushers move. That's all you had to do. It was awesome.
Dude, I'm just trying to think because people have been. You're right. People have been going at this a lot, and they one crazy thing, and it just again shows the difference in the times. They showed the pictures of Michael when he hit that fadeaway against Isley in the championship game.
Where everybody's watching
and into the game. And then they show LeBron's shot last night and almost that there's a total. You can count them like on your hand, how many people are not on their cell phones. Cause everybody is recording that moment except for one person was Phil Knight.
Right.
Because he was courtside. He was one person who was not recording. And then it's like a handful of kids, but everybody else is out on their phone. And again, just shows the signs of the changes of the times. And so it's, you know, it's fun to debate these things, Jamie, because, you know, the question, what if Michael never missed those 2 years and they went 8-0 in those years? And I argue, well, what if they would have lost to Houston in those two? And Michael's 6-0 record was blemished and he was 6-2 instead, would you still consider him the greatest? Because his fans would say, well, he still made it to two more finals. So
I'm going to say this to you. At the time, Michael Jordan couldn't be stopped. He could not be stopped. At the time that he was playing,
he was back for that second playoff push, but they lost. They still lost to Orlando.
He wore 45 too. I mean, let's be honest. The man's number is 23.
So that was it. It was 45.
I'm just. And, wait a minute.
45. That guy.
He was in. He was in baseball shape, not football. Not basketball shape. There's all kinds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yep. He wasn't in shape. He tried to come in. Hey, look, if he would have done that, I'm gonna say this: if they beat Orlando. And they get over the hump and he wins that, then he is the greatest. I mean, we can all speculate. You say if he lost. I'm saying if they win that championship when he just walks in from baseball because they were on strike, walks in, puts on the 45 jersey and goes and plays, and they win the championship, does that make him the greatest? Are you okay with that now? Does that peel back all of what everybody's saying?
Oh. Hey, I'm an 80s and 90s kid, so of course I already think Michael's the great. Again, I still put him ahead of LeBron in terms of the greatest. LeBron's career is not done, and haven't had time to.
I'm just gonna say this: I know it's the greatest of all time, and everybody's got that. This could be a question of the day, but here's something for you: what's the greatest? I don't know. Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes came out there. And he had the ankle, the high ankle sprain, the injury. He goes out. Michael Jordan eats a pizza. I don't know what he really ate, but he ate a pizza. Got sick. Had flu-like conditions. Was and you know everybody keeps it clean, but remember this man was sick, and it was coming out from the front and the back. So I'm just telling you. Do you know what that feeling's like? If you know what that feeling's like, then you know what he was going through. So that being said, was that the greatest? Or was it Willis Reed? Was it Willis Reed where the damn thing was broke and he went out there? Now, in those days, they didn't have painkillers. They didn't have no painkillers. You just went out there and played. I'm just saying. What is the wildest that you know, injuries that you know, somebody? I mean, some people told me Emmitt Smith going out with that with the shoulder. Remember he played the Philadelphia, no, New York Giants, and they needed to win to get into the playoffs.
I know. And, oh yeah, no, I'm sorry, that was a huge one, man. But the one I was gonna say, J-Mo, I know you're not from these parts, even though you probably sparked your home, but. How are you going to leave my boy Zeke, Isaiah Thomas, going off for 26 points on
a
broken ankle?
You stopped me. I was going to say Isaiah in the finals. He scored 45 points, right, or something like that.
26 in the third, yeah.
I mean, he was balling with a bad ankle. I mean, it was pretty much swollen and everything. You could see the way he was running.
Couldn't even put the weight on it.
I'm just saying. So he got gold. I mean, but if you got any more that you know, there's all kinds of guys. I mean, I don't want to. I mean, Curt Schillings. Remember, he was bleeding in the ankle area.
Yep.
Remember that? Yep. And he kept pitching. He stayed out there.
What about your boy Byron Leftwich when he was at Marshall and those offensive linemen carrying him down the field?
Yes, they're carrying him down the field. And
that
wait
was incredible.
Didn't that happen in the pros too? I think he got carried down the field. With the Jacksonville Jaguars too, I think.
I don't remember that. I just remember with Marshall. Miz is giving us the nod, and obviously Miz is the best.
Vaguely remember it actually happening. Like, but I know a quarterback did get carried like down the field just for a game winning drive. I can't remember if it was him or what it was. I mean, what about? Let's bring it back locally. What about Matt Stafford and the broken collarbone against the Browns? Yeah.
There you go. Yes. And he wins the game. But he can't play the rest of the year. But hey, I'm just saying. But he won the game. These are, do you call those the greatest games by saying this man gave it all up? Nowadays, you get hurt. Don't go out there. You can't ruin that career. You got, hey, you sit your butt on that bench. You got more games in you. Nowadays,
they make a lot more money than you did, J-Mo. It's a different world, baby.
Oh, I had to play. I had to prove that's toughness. That was what they called toughness. You know, I told this story the other day. I was 147 pounds. And I got knocked. I got concussed. I got concussed in the first quarter.
It's all right.
And I kept playing.
They a lot of guys did in those days.
They asked me what game we were at. I said, we play in Indiana.
Oh, J-Mo, I remember there is one time where I have a vague recollection because I was certainly concussed. We were playing at Detroit Community. I went up to try and block a shot, and another guy went low, and he took my legs out from under me. I hit my head on the they had a tile floor. Ooh, it was bad. And so my coaches are talking to me. I'm okay. Put me back in. I want to get back out there. We go into the locker room. I think the game's over.
Right.
Lost. I'm so mad. Coach starts talking. I realize it's only halftime. We got a whole second half to play. Somehow I talk coach to let me get back in there and play. And I played. And now looking back, one of my assistants. And coach is not the guy that was brought up the other day when our caller Chris from Livonia called in, but another coach said, he goes, that was one of my biggest regrets ever as a coach, was letting you go back into that game, because he knew again that I wasn't necessarily all there. So yeah, again, different world. That's just one of my that's one toughness. Story from my but playing see,
that's
days
toughness.
But
that's showing toughness in those days. Yep. You were tough.
Yep.
You know, you couldn't get a drink of water unless you showed some toughness.
Yep.
You go in and get some water, they pick on you. Or the coach would take off the top. Nowadays, he'd get arrested for this. They take the top off, pour it in
out.
Front of you,
yep.
And then throw it at you. Think about that. I'm just saying. Think about it.
Different world.
Were you going to say something, Miz?
Well, I mean, we're
break time.
Going up to the break, but
I was going to go, but I wasn't going to go until you said you were going to say something.
I put it out on our Twitter page. I know, like, this is a weird segue to go from some of the greatest of all time to college hockey, but I don't really think there's really a good segue. I mean, Marty Turco, boom. One of the greatest Michigan goalies of all time.
Yeah.
So there we go. One of the greatest Michigan goalies of all time. Hey, did you know that Michigan hockey over the next five games are going to be in five different locations, Jamie?
No.
Starting Friday, they'll be in East Lansing. Saturday, they'll be in Detroit for Duel in the D, which is a segue
here. Giveaway tickets.
Yep. Next Friday, down in Columbus against the Buckeyes. Actually, take it back. Next Thursday. Yeah. Next Thursday, they will be. Next,
in the crap bowl.
Mm-hmm, next Saturday, they are playing in the, what is it called? Face-off on the Lake, being played up at Brown Stadium.
Yep.
And then they're back home February 24th.
Is it going to be cold enough to play outside? Like, it's been warm these past few days.
It has been warm, Miz. How are they going to keep it cold?
Technology. They've got freezers underneath it. They got those pipes that'll freeze underneath it. And then the last weekend of the season is the home finale for Michigan. But this is the segue I'm going with. We have got tickets for this Saturday's Duel in the D against Michigan State down at Little Caesars Arena. And Jamie, how about we give away a pair of them right here, now?
Hell yeah. Let's do it for a touchdown. And that's, you know what?
Miz, okay. Miz, this is the greatest trophy in all of sports, is it not?
It really is. It's the best name of all time. The Iron D.
Let's go.
What I'm talking about. So how about this? Let's open the phones up. 734-998-1050. Caller number 7, you get a pair of tickets for this Saturday's Duel in the D between Michigan and Michigan State for the Battle of the Iron D Trophy.
Go down there, hit the MGM or one of the casinos, get the win, and then go over to the game in the D, spend some money. All right, you're listening to the M Zone. Phones are open. The premiere show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light,
April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.